Hi, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. I was looking for Dirt Solutions. I have the right number.
Yeah, this is Robert Foster.
Hey, Robert. I'm working with Nick here. I'm actually in the underwriting department. I just wanted to reach out to you. Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Cool. So I've got your loan approval in front of me. Nick's actually out for the day. He might be actually out for the rest of the week. I'm not sure, so I was asked to reach out to you. I just wanted to go over kind of what your needs for. And because there's several notes, I don't know if you're looking for a skid steer or there's notes regarding equipment or working capital. We do both products. Can you tell me a little about what you're looking for right now?
Well, originally I talked to him, it was about equipment, but okay. That's why I told him if he would do something like 20 or 25 off the start for some existing equipment I've got to fix, so that's what I thought he was going for off the start there.
Oh, okay. So are you looking for cash to fix equipment? Or are you looking for cash to purchase equipment? What exactly are you looking for?
Both, but cash to fix equipment first. I haven't decided exactly what I want to get new or used on the equipment that I want to purchase.
Okay, so you just need some cash to repair equipment right now.
Right.
Gotcha. And do you have a pen handy? You can make some notes.
I'm sitting in a skid loader.
All right.
Truck's about half a mile away. You can have my email.
I can. Let me just walk you through what's available for your business. So we do two types of loans here. We're always looking to get customers qualified for the best terms. We have equipment loans and cash loans. Now, have you ever done a working capital loan before or no?
I've done loans with my hometown banks, but don't you want to call it working capital or whatever, but go ahead.
Okay, yeah, so let me walk you through the process. So equipment loans are pretty straightforward. They're based on cash flow and revenue, but they're primarily based on the amount of money, they're based on the collateral. So if you don't pay, obviously there's a piece of equipment that's kind of forcing you to pick up the phone if things go sideways. Working capital loans are just that. They're working capital. They're cash, and these loans are based off of revenue. Now, I want to just understand about, I've got your April statement, I've got your May statement. So what we do is we take a look at the cash flow, and we definitely want to give you enough money for it to make sense without hammering you, with too much money, so things kind of go sideways. About how much cash are you looking for in a minimum and a maximum? You mentioned 20 to 25, but I'm not sure if that's like your goal or your minimum maximum. Can you tell me a little kind of what your thoughts are here?
Oh, like I'm saying, 25 would be good, yeah.
Okay. And I'm just looking at the bank statements, bear with me. And is it multiple pieces you have to kind of break down, or is it you have to fix, or is it just one piece?
It's two different machines.
Gotcha. How much are the repairs on each?
Do what now?
How much are the repairs on each?
One's going to be about 10, one's going to be about 15.
Okay. All right. Let me just verify a few pieces of data I've got here, and I apologize, but I'm probably asking questions that have already been asked to you. I've got your company as a sole proprietorship, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and I have your business being around for 15 years, is that correct?
Yeah, I've had my own business since 1988, but a dirt business I've had since 2001,
Okay. And about, I see some fluctuating bank statements. About how much business do you do per month in total sales, like your revenues or per year?
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's why when you're looking at a bank statement, it's going to vary. It can be anywhere from 10 grand, it can be 20 grand a month.
Okay. Let me pick through this and look at the last 3 months a credit officer analyzed. So, let's see. So in May, I've got about $4,000. In April, I've got about...
If you look at the statement that was the current statement, the most current one that was... Really, it's not a bank statement. It was a print-off of, the last statement in May through current through June. I mean, you also got to realize when you do construction outside, we had rain for about 3 weeks.
Okay.
You know, was I working during that time? Yes, but since that time, I've been nonstop, so that's why when I talked to him, again, I don't know if you know, if you have it there, I wrote Dirt Solutions on that, but it's just a printout of till June, whatever it was.
Okay.
So I put, I don't know, 12 grand in there or something then. That was just a couple of weeks.
Okay. Do you mind if I kind of give you my thoughts on what the most appropriate program for you is?
Sure.
Okay. So, and I'm just thumbing through this file, so bear with me. So, when we offer a working capital loan, it's, and you have pretty strong personal credit. That's what I'm looking at. It's really not based on the credit because it's a cash flow based loan. So the harsh reality of our world is that a customer with 700 credit score or 800 credit score really doesn't have much difference in payment versus a customer with a 550 credit score. It's all about cash flow since it's an unsecured cash flow based loan. Right now, I think based on the banks, and you said you sent Nick over the June statement. You sent him over the June statement.
It was so, all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, let me pull the file, and then let me get right back to you. Can I call you back maybe in about 30 minutes or so once I do some more research on it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect, Robert. Well, my name is Ruben. My extension is 114. Let me do some research, and I will call you right back, okay?
Bye.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.